From the four corners of the internet, from the news capitals at home and abroad, the latest in aviation brought into focus. And now, reporting from Flight Wisdom headquarters, we proudly present the Flight Wisdom Guru and the briefing.
This is the Flight Wisdom Guru with briefing number 9. Delta Airlines and U.S. Airways have announced a revision of their previous proposal to transfer slots at New York's LaGuardia Airport and at Washington National Airport. In order to secure regulatory approval, they have agreed to transfer up to 5 pairs of slots at LaGuardia, each to AirTran, Spirit, and WestJet, and 5 slots at Washington to JetBlue Airways. Further details are available at blog.flightwisdom.com. The transfer is still subject to regulatory approval. American Eagle will begin nonstop weekend service between Chicago O'Hare and Pensacola, Florida. Service will be 1 round trip on Saturday and on Sunday, operated by 50-seat Embraer regional jets. American will also inaugurate twice-daily service from Pensacola to Miami on April 6th. American Eagle will also introduce nonstop service from Cheyenne, Wyoming to its Dallas-Fort Worth hub. The service will operate twice daily using 44-seat Embraer regional jets. Service will begin July 15th, just in time for Cheyenne Frontier Days, the largest outdoor rodeo in the world. American Airlines will introduce new seasonal service between Miami International Airport and Azusa International Airport in Buenos Aires, Argentina. The new flight, subject to government approval, will operate 4 times a week from July 2nd through August 23rd, using Boeing 777-200 aircraft, with 16 first class, 37 business class, and 194 economy seats. The flight will also complement 2 existing flights on the route. Southwest Airlines released its fall schedule through October 30, 2010. The new schedule will decrease 116 flights from the network and eliminate 8 nonstop markets, but add only 1 new one. However, the airline attributes this to the seasonality of its schedule and is certain 5 of the 8 markets will return. Southwest also continues to grow Boston service and plans to restructure its Washington Dulles service and refocus its service there to strengthen connectivity to the Midwest and western portions of their route network. Virgin Galactic's VSS Enterprise made its first test flight and will continue testing through next year. The company, which plans to offer commercial space flights beginning in 2012 for $200,000 each, has already collected over $45 million in deposits and fares from over 330 future passengers, proof that the journey itself is a destination. Links to press releases and articles referenced can be found in the notes for each briefing on our website. If you have a story you'd like to hear on the Flight Wisdom briefing, please contact us at blog.flightwisdom.com/contact or on Twitter at Flight Wisdom. This has been Flight Wisdom Briefing Number 9, released March 24th, 2010. Flight attendants, please be seated for takeoff.